Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's the Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Hey there, everybody. Friday, right on the weekend. Got an archive Friday for you, a Who's the Douchebag. People, I hear about these all weekend. I get the texts from people checking them out. Let us know what you think. So for today's Friday, Buzz 24-7, Who's the Douchebag? Just for you.
Mondays, we do Ask the Buzz. Here we go. You've got mail, fat ass.
There's a letter in your mailbox.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need the buzz.
Ask the Buzz, brought to you by East Coast Lumber. You can ask them all about your building and home improvement needs on Route 111 in East Hampstead and online at eastcoastlumber.net. And the Ask the Buzz, my friends, is your opportunity to throw something at us. Maybe you want an outside opinion. That's what we're here for. We're the friends you can pitch stuff to, and we'll lay it out there. We won't sugarcoat it. We'll give it to you. We'll give it to you straight. Because sometimes you need a friend to tell you the honest truth, and some people don't got the grapes to do it. I don't want to make Bill feel
bad.
We are
your friend.
Sometimes you got to let Bill know he's being an idiot. But sometimes we're 100% in your corner. So if you've got a situation you're dealing with, you want some outside opinions. Because once you reveal it to your real close friends, it's out. Maybe you want to keep it quiet. Throw it to us first. See what we say. We'll give you an indication of which way the wind's blowing. You can email it to us, Greg Roadkill Laura, Kayla at morningbuzz.com. Laura has today's Ask the Buzz. What do you got?
I do. Hey, Laura, I think I have an Ask the Buzz for you, but not totally sure. I live with my fiancé and soon-to-be stepson. My fiancé got divorced 2 years ago, and we bought a house together last spring. We're due to get married this fall. While cleaning this weekend, I found her wedding albums that she had tucked away in the closet when getting out all the winter clothes. I saw this. Now, these were definitely put in the back of the closet knowingly. I'm a younger dude. I'm 27, she's 34, and I'm pretty laid back and don't make a big deal out of the little dumb things. When I first found them, I didn't think much of it, but now as it sits longer, I'm really not sure how to feel. Is this just one of those things that some people hold on to, or is it weird that they were tucked away in the back of the closet? Should I bring it up? Should I ask her why she still has them, or should I just let this all be? Thank you guys for any help.
You say it was 27, or because it sounds like he's 15.
Yeah.
Just got him wondering.
Yeah.
Sounds like he's 15.
He's 27, she's 34.
Did you get your first chest hair?
Yeah.
Bitch.
Oh.
You asked. We're just telling.
That's what you're worried about? I mean, yeah, it was...
You're missing something. You're missing the point, bro. And you know what? If this is the first time you've been in a situation, I get it. Sometimes you don't think of stuff like this. Why would she keep the photo album of her wedding? Because she's got a child.
Yeah,
and that child is going to want to know about his dad and his mom.
And not only that, it could have still been a great day. You're going to just throw all that away because the marriage didn't work out?
Well, it depends on how broken your heart got.
Well, yeah, but your whole family's at a wedding. You still was with me. I'll never forget the day. It was an awesome day.
I didn't throw
my stuff away.
You can look back, and there are people who no longer are alive today that are in that photo album. I have mine, and you know what? I have mine. Mine's not out on the coffee table. Mine's put away. And when I dug it out once and showed Amy, we looked through it, and I have a past. And guess what? It got me to where I am today. And someday, I hope to give those, the girls have seen it. So, you're immature.
Well, he's just making a mistake. I mean, like, I was teasing him when I said, when
I
you 15?
You're a bitch.
Yeah, he doesn't know. He doesn't know. It's his first marriage, you know?
Well, he's 27, though, Laura.
Laura, that is
he's 27.
So immature. So how should I handle this?
Kay, I mean, are we wrong? Are we off base? What?
No, I mean, I'm not going to call him a bitch, but I mean, you know, you're missing the point. Scotty's point about there could be people in those pictures that aren't with you anymore.
Right, right.
It's Kelly's point. It was a good day that day. I think you're overthinking it a bit. And you can say something to him, be like, hey, I was cleaning stuff out, ran into him. I'm assuming we're still holding on to these.
Well,
and
I wouldn't even say anything.
I wouldn't think much about it.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't even say anything. Like, you know.
If her Facebook page has a bunch of her wedding pictures, it's a little different. But if...
Well, if her Facebook
just
page...
An element
if her Facebook page still has pictures and she hasn't logged on in like 10 years, it is what it is.
Well,
it's something that's obviously not
right.
important to her. It's
right.
in the back of the closet, dude.
Yeah.
It's part
not
of
on
her
the coffee table, yeah.
Yeah. And she does have a child there. So someday when you know, her son or daughter or whoever's over there and is asking questions... The mom's going to probably dig it out. And you should just look at it and go, hey, it is what it is.
I'm guessing that the guy that wrote the letter is sitting there going, S. I didn't think of any of that.
Yeah.
Because once you hear it, you're
Itch.
Like... Oh. Once you hear it, you're kind of like, damn, yeah, right, exactly.
You got her today. You're with her. Everybody has a past. Deal with it.
Right?
So right. Put your big boy pants on. You're going to be getting married. You're going to be dealing with either an ex father. You're going to ex. I don't know. So you got to man up now. You're going to be a step parent. Just beginning.
Scotty's a little aggressive about this, actually.
Yeah,
he's a little aggressive.
The guy is, you can tell, he's 27, but he's acting like 19. What is this?
First thing I said is he's 15, but maybe he just wasn't thinking about it. You know. But once you hear that, I don't know how you can. It's in. Was it incontrovertible? Is that right?
I don't know what that means.
The evidence is incontrovertible. I don't.
Okay.
I think it's a word. I could be totally wrong. Maybe
I'm sure
I just
you know what
up.
It means.
I know what it. Well, I think it means if it's a word. Isn't that incontrovertible? No,
I don't
look
know.
It up.
I don't know.
All right. Well, anyway,
it is. Yeah, popped right up, buddy.
Thank you.
Not able to be denied or disputed.
Thank you.
Incontrovertible.
Public radio
proof.
Thank you very much.
I
accept your apology.
I accept
your apology. Thank you.
You got to dumb it down.
The English language, embrace it.
No, I don't.
You got to
no,
dumb
I
it down.
I'm the dumb
one. Dumb it
no,
down for the lumpus.
No, I dumb it down
it.
For you.
Yes,
not
the
people.
People
knew what I was
what?
Talking about.
I am one of our listeners.
People knew what I was
no,
talking about.
No, there
yes.
was a few painters.
Yes,
they were looking at the radio, going, "I don't know. He lost me. Are we listening to the Greg in the Morning Buzz? What happened? Who changed the radio?
Look, it's the English language. I just use it. I choose to use it. That's all. Okay.
Most people would have just gone with indisputable, but no.
Yeah,
incontrovertible.
Right. Incontrovertible. I thought I'd throw a couple extra syllables in there. But
oh,
anyway.
God, another
syllables.
Word with it. They're going.
Syllables.
Don't. It's
Jeez.
Monday.
It's a joke.
It's Monday.
It's a joke.
Syllables.
Okay.
Okay.
It's a joke. Anyway, yeah, I don't even really think, do we need to go to the phone on that? You know what intrigues me more in a story like that is people who completely wipe out the past. Now, I know people do it because of horrible reasons, and that's understandable, 100%. But let's just say you had a relationship and it didn't work out. Do you whitewash it from the memory? Do you get rid of every picture of a previous relationship? You know, are you with somebody that won't tolerate any pictures in the house of your past? I don't get that. Like, I was going through we went through some photo albums a while back looking for certain pictures. And, you know, I came to a photo album and I'm like, oh, yeah, look at this. It's one of my old girlfriends. And I said, that's cool. I just kept on going. I didn't, you know.
Put it in the kitchen.
Huh?
Put it in the kitchen.
Valerie doesn't
care. See how
care.
That goes.
Valerie doesn't
oh,
care.
Oh, my God. You should just frame one up sometime.
Yeah. However.
Put her in the family
I
photos.
I don't see any photo albums with her and her old boyfriends. Now that I come to think of it, I'm just thinking
she's,
about it
she's
right
married
now.
To the best.
Nah, I mean, seriously.
She got rid of everything else.
All of this.
All of that.
Can be hers.
And some.
Yeah. Always more.
$19.95 a month.
Always more to be had. Anyway, yeah, I don't know. Do you have pictures of your other boyfriend, Laura? do you have pictures in your house of your one other boyfriend that you had before, Jeff?
Yeah, I have a big Tupperware of like all my high school pictures. I went to prom with him.
Right.
And
right.
So all my prom pictures and that stuff.
Of course.
It's in a box. It's not,
what,
I mean,
it's
buried,
what made you who you are. Now, if a relationship went south and you can't stand the person, that's 100% understandable. You know? Kay, pictures of an ex? You got, is that
oh,
a thing?
Oh,
or
yeah.
No?
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, like I said, most of mine, I mean, we don't print out pictures anymore, so a lot of them are just on, you know, so my Facebook or whatever. But mm-hmm. yeah, it is what it is. You can't, I'm not going to erase it.
You'll never have a photo album.
I mean, I have old photo albums, but right. I don't.
No more.
In this part of my life, I don't have photo albums.
I think that most people don't. I think the photo album is a thing of the past. Shame, 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 by the way. To have an actual book of photos in your hand.
Gretchy.com.
No, I'm not saying it for that reason. I'm saying it because the pictures of your kids. You like Laura does that thing where she gets her Instagram printed up every month. That's pretty kick-ass. You get a book of those pictures you can hold in your hand. And your kids can hold in your hand. I think it's a great idea. What is it, Laura?
Yeah, we
Groovebook.
Groovebook. Yeah, it's
a Shark Tank thing.
It's from your phone.
Yeah.
You pick which pictures you've taken on your phone and send them in every month, and you get up to 100 pictures into a little book.
I don't know if I want the pictures I take.
I was going to say, guys, I'm scared of your phone.
I want to point out that this is why he said he wasn't sure if he had an ass to buzz. Give the little bitch some credit. Well, look, it was a problem he was having. He wasn't sure if it was an ass to buzz. And
little bitches is his rap name.
Gretchy, I threw out all my wedding pics with him in them. I kept the family pics. I threw out the wedding pics. I don't have a problem with that if you were treated badly and this guy really put you through the ringer. I don't have a problem with that. I get that. But if it just ended like, you know, we went separate, like a relationship ended. You just kind of weren't going in the same direction.
You were in a rowboat.
That's different.
Just you weren't paddling together.
Mm. Gretchy, he should ask her to go through them with him so he can learn more about her. Nope, I wouldn't do that
either. No, yeah.
Why would I do that?
I don't know about that.
What? That's invasive.
Yeah.
That's like I can't imagine.
Let's go through your wedding photos.
Yeah, let's
together.
Go through your wedding photos. I wouldn't do that.
And I'm going to approve the ones that you can keep.
Yeah. Oh, crazy.
You're sitting at the big boy table now.
Sorry, we gave you know what we did? We gave you a little bit of dose of truth there.
Tough just love.
Quick, right off the bat. You know? You're good to go, man. Yeah. She loves you. She's with you. You know? Good luck.
Little bitch.
Let go.
Oh.
Good luck. I'm trying to be nice over here. Let go of the things that you can't control. Whatever brought her here today to you is what it's all that counts.
Yeah, she's with you. You guys have a house together. You're
without,
getting married.
Without
house.
Whatever made that marriage go south brought her to you today.
Unless she was cheating on her ex with you.
Scotty said that. I didn't. All I'm saying is concentrate on the now. Let go of the past. It's like space junk. Cut it loose from the space station. And let some other spaceship out there in the orbit crash into it. Send them plummeting out into space. Okay? There you go. That's some solid advice right there. Okay? You look great today, Kelly.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. Looking, Kay, you're looking awesome today.
You too, G.
Top
Thank
shelf.
You.
Top
Thank
shelf.
You.
Scotty?
Yes.
You don't have to.
You're bringing it. Unbelievable.
And you, Crutchy, look sharp as ever.
Thank you very much. Yep. I got a Zoom meeting later. Laura, you are looking great in that house coat.
Yeah, I know.
How
I
you feeling?
I don't feel good.
Laura's wearing a bathrobe.
I feel a little better
today.
Still playing the trumpet
Dylan
or no?
Dylan came down and he hugged me and he goes, "You don't smell too good." I'm like, "Dylan, I've been..."
She's having few side effects to the vaccine, but she's fine.
Yeah, and I couldn't, when I did finally get up this morning, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go in the air. I wanted to take a shower, but I was still having the chills / fever, so I didn't know if I should put the water in hot or cold because my body was going through I was shivering, and then I'd sweat, and then shiver and sweat. I was like, I'm just going
to
wait till
after. It'll be over, and you'll be good to go. That means your body is reacting and working with it. I know some people go, that's why I'm not getting it. The benefits far outweigh.
Because your dirty little hippie body didn't know how to handle it.
Yeah, it's your body's way of handling it, and in the long run, that is way better, okay?
Yes.
Than the
it's
alternative.
Not truly out of you.
This is only going to affect her for a little bit, whereas what COVID did to her earlier was took her out, and she still can't smell and taste. So I'll take feeling not well for a little while. You know? You can taste now?
Yes, I can taste.
Good.
Smell is in and out.
Okay.
One day I'll be able to smell something, and then 2 hours later I'm like, oh, crap, right. It's gone again.
All right, there you go. Hey, have a great weekend, everybody. We're back Monday morning at 5:30. Recovering from the St. Paddy's Day party. Enjoy the weekend. Be safe.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.